grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Fetus Network, and things are very, very quiet. We don't hear much about the possibility of Israel attacking Iran and the United States being dragged in secondarily. Certainly about a week ago, why a number of intelligence officers, retired, seven of them, wrote a letter, a public letter to President Obama, pleading with him to make a public statement telling Israel not to attack Iran. Didn't get any play in the regular media. Did find it on World Affairs Brief. And they really are firmly convinced Iran is not trying to build a nuclear bomb. They gave a great deal of testimony and information to that effect, but you're not going to read that in the controlled media. Yesterday and the day before, they did announce that Iran has built or dug large ditches, supposedly to actually bury the American soldiers who are going to die in the coming attack. I think that is, of course, foolish, because it would be totally illogical for America to send its troops into Iran under any circumstances. If there's a war, I think it'll be certainly an air war, using bombs and cruise missiles and fighter planes, things of that sort. But, of course, I think that those ditches are being dug for the Iranian citizens they fear are going to die, hundreds of thousands of them, perhaps. Well, anyway, certainly this morning our special guest is Joel Skousen, and we're going to get his views on what's really going on in the world today. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you. I think we'll start with Iran here, even though I'm not taking that into the brief this week. About every other week I cover the latest information leading us to believe that Israel is planning a strike on Iran. I think, frankly, I don't think there's any doubt that Iran is trying to develop a nuclear weapon. This is way, way too much investment of time and money and energy in there just for nuclear power enrichment, which, of course, can be bought on the market and have plenty of oil to buy that kind of technology. Nevertheless, I don't think they're close to a viable nuclear weapon. And I do think, in fact, that the United States has used their surreptitious Pakistani network to funnel. In fact, we know that 15 years ago that they funneled nuclear plans to Iran. In other words, our own Western government started this process of getting Iran to be a nuclear power so that they could come in and destroy it later on. It was an excuse to create conflict. But certainly Iran is the kind of country that would correctly view that the West is out to destroy it, and it's only logical they're going to try to develop the kind of weapons to stop the West or to give them pause. And but I still think underneath this all, the West is responsible for trying to induce Iran to build nuclear weapons, just as they supplied weapons of mass destruction to Saddam Hussein so that they'd have an excuse to come in and destroy him. I mean, this is the way conflict creation Hegelian experts operate. And it's dastardly, it's evil, and people are not being told the truth.
Amen. Go ahead.
Well, the big topic today, just as the establishment news came on before we started talking, is that, and I was very disturbed about this news presentation talking about the new border security bill, and just leaving it that without any critical understanding. I mean, these people in the news are parroting the government line. This is no more a border security bill than the man on the moon. My top story this week is the growing border security fraud. And that's really what's going on here. Is this is a fraud to deceive the American people into thinking this administration or any other administration is in favor of closing the border, and they're not. Public opinion is overwhelmingly in favor of cracking down on illegal immigration. But despite that, Republican administrations and Democratic administrations alike are trying to push an amnesty bill down America's throat. When George Bush tried to do that, it went nowhere, and now Obama's facing the same wall of resistance. So rather than acquiesce to the public desire, which is correct in this case, that is, the public desire is correct, we're now seeing a familiar tactic coming from both parties, everybody playing like they're in favor of enforcement, hoping to get the public to buy into another amnesty later on. Barack Obama even played this ruse when he was campaigning, said, we will close the border and secure the border first, and then we'll have amnesty. Well, he isn't even doing that. As soon as he got into power, of course, he cut off funding through Homeland Security to complete the fence, and they've got very few miles of fence, the effective fence built. And they're ingenuously claiming that that most of the border is already fenced. But these are mere vehicle barriers, almost like an old-time Western hitching post out of metal. People are going to walk right under these barriers. It's only meant to keep cars from driving across, and there are plenty of holes where cars can drive across, too. Mexican military does it all the time. But nothing is more telling of this deception than the bill passed this week by Senate Democrats claiming to be a border enforcement bill. We notice the Senate, they're passing or providing $600 million. And, of course, with great fanfare, Barack Obama's immediately signing this into law, trying to put forth the appearance that he is for enforcing the border. But notice that Senator Chuck Schumer, a pro-amnesty Democrat and one of the only two senators present for the debate on the bill, that tells you, of course, that they'd already decided upon the leaders and nobody needed to show up to debate it. Said the measure would give the Obama administration the resources it needs to combat drug smugglers, gun runners, human traffickers, money launderers, and other organized criminals that do us harm along the border. Notice it said nothing about stopping illegal immigration. That's just the point. They have no intent to do that at all.
Hey, he didn't mention terrorists either, you know. So supposedly we have this terrible war on terrorism. Aren't they concerned about terrorists coming across the border? I guess not.
Well, of course, I'm of the belief that there aren't any real, I mean, there are real terrorists now being created, but they weren't before, even after 9/11. Otherwise, with a completely open border, if they were capable of pulling off a 9/11 thing, which they were not, that was a government operation, but if they were capable of it, they would certainly be capable of smuggling people through Mexico across the border and doing normal acts of terrorism, like blowing up electrical pylons and sabotaging railroad tracks and putting suicide bombers into shopping malls. But nothing of that normal variety has ever happened. We're to believe that we're facing a massive terrorist threat around the world. I mean, there are
terrorists.
We'll
be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here to discuss what's really going on in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. And Joel, you go ahead and pick up the story you were talking about, certainly the fact that they are pretending they're going to defend our border, but they have no intention of doing that. We've talked to Glenn Spencer, who's down there on the border. He says that they've completed about 35 miles of the 600 or 700 miles of fence they're supposed to. All the rest of it, some of it, the fence is only 3 feet tall, and you can just step right over the top of it. They just got a rail sitting up there and all along the border to give you the impression they've got the fence there. You can see the fence, but it's only 3 feet tall, or lots of places it's maybe 12 feet tall, but it's only one tier, and it's built so it's very easy to just climb right over the top of the fence. They've got sort of a meshwork, and you can just climb up the meshwork. There are no barriers at all. It's all political show business. They want us to think they're trying to enforce the laws, but these are lawless people. Congress passes laws, and they totally ignore them because we have an invisible government that has their own agenda. Go right ahead.
That's right. Of course, the bill was supposed to fund 1,500 new Border Patrol agents, even though people have a short memory. They fail to remember that a former bill in Congress also funded 1,500 new Border Patrol agents, and they were never actually went through with that. Customs inspectors and other law enforcement officials unmanned drones to monitor border activity, but no funding to restore the building of the fence. That's the only thing that would shut down 90% of border infiltrations. All of this does no good as long as heads of these organizations continue to thwart enforcement. Schumer said he hoped the passage of the bill would break a deadlock in the Senate over broader immigration reform. In saying so, he thus admits that there are ulterior motives here. They have nothing to do with securing the border, as Reuters concludes. But that appears to be unlikely, that is, referring to passing the broader immigration reform bill, given the partisan atmosphere ahead of the November congressional elections. I'm not so optimistic that they won't get something through. Even pro-amnesty Republicans like Newt Gingrich and John McCain are falsely claiming to now want strict enforcement. But once the election is passed, they will attempt to convince Republicans that amnesty, called by some other name, is good for America. Additionally, the media, of course, is spewing out more propaganda about how well Obama's doing on enforcement, claiming that deportations are at an all-time high.
They're claiming, of course, that the current rate of deportation is about 380,000 people a year, is three times higher than what it was in 2001. And so look at this. Administration is really being tough on enforcement. This is just pure propaganda. The 2001 figure reflects the fact that both the Clinton and Bush administrations were doing nothing to deport illegals. So like saying, well, we're 100 times higher than we were some year ago, but if that was nearly nothing, then it's very easy to get 100 times that. After 9/11, of course, the government had to make a show of force and started increasing deportations, reflecting the recent figures. But these are only the ones that they're forced to deport. Since increasingly, states have been rounding up illegals and handing them over to the reluctant feds. The new head of immigration enforcement, for example, from Houston, is an open advocate of amnesty. Would you believe he's doing enforcement out of principle? Sources within the ICE, or ICE, have reportedly told me that they are hampered by Washington at every turn when they attempt to enforce. When they do raid commercial businesses, they also have to alert the media so they can appear there and film all these poor Mexicans so that it builds up sympathy for them among the public. So there's ulterior motives even to that. W. James Antle talks this week about everyone jumping on board the border security bandwagon. He says one surprising voice has joined the chorus, Senator Lindsey Graham, a South Carolina Republican known for being pro-amnesty. He's led the charge in getting the Senate Judiciary Committee to hold hearings on citizenship by birth. Graham hasn't suddenly found religion on controlling illegal immigration. He's just looking for political cover for his next piece of amnesty legislation. And Graham even admitted to National Review, I'm going to have to be practical. We're not going to deport or jail 12 to 14 million people. He then touted the same comprehensive immigration reform South Carolina conservatives have overwhelmingly rejected. Of course, Graham has already signaled less directly that he's not really serious about addressing the illegal immigration problem with enforcement. One of his ideas for reforming birthright citizenship was to revise the 14th Amendment with another constitutional amendment. I think he knows real well that getting a constitutional amendment is very, very difficult to get through, but he can always say, well, I tried. That's very easy for politicians to do when they also have assurances through the back door that their efforts will be thwarted, which is what they actually want to do. Why would Graham, one of the most prominent supporters of amnesty, so brazenly engage in pandering on this issue? Well, perhaps he's learned from his mentor, Senator John McCain. McCain was Ted Kennedy's partner in pursuing amnesty for illegals during the Bush years. He's now seeking re-election in Arizona, a state that's been severely damaged by the border problem. Yet, according to polls of GOP primary voters, McCain still leads. And in some cases, he's ahead by more than 20 points. His challenger, Congressman J.D. Hayworth, is far from perfect. But Hayworth has a point when he says that McCain is not a trustworthy convert to the cause. Hayworth has a devastating ad typing showing how McCain's admission that he lied to win elections before with the incumbent senator's longtime amnesty advocacy. Arizona Jan Brewer, of course, has dramatically turned around her lackluster reelection campaign by signing and stoutly defending her state's controversial legislation cracking down. What this shows me, Dr. Stan, is that everybody's reading the political tea leaves, and they see clearly that if you take a stand for enforcement, you're going to get reelected. You're going to snooker the public. If you take a stand directly for amnesty, you're not.
And I think people have to understand the American people want to maintain the sovereignty of our nation. This is all about giving up the sovereignty of our nation, molding us together with Mexico and all the rest of the world. But this is not popular with the people, but the politicians really don't care. They'll pretend, they'll pander to the public just before the elections, as McCain is doing, but their real goal is the destruction of the sovereignty of this nation. That's what it's really all about, but nobody's going to come out and say it. This is the Treasonous Act, and we've got an awful lot of traitors sitting in the United States Senate.
Well, McCain is a chronic liar and betrayer of trust, from his former wife to the POWs he claims to represent.
McCain sabotaged every government hearing on the matter of our soldiers left behind, not only in Vietnam, but in Russia and in Korea. Conservatives of all stripes have been too quick to forgive Republican malfeasance. This is all too evident when McCain captured the 2008 Republican presidential nomination and proceeded to win overwhelming conservative support despite his dismal general election campaign against Barack Obama. But immigration hawks have proved more pliant. Illegal immigration motives are very passionate, of course, among Tea Party and pro-life movements. But you didn't see many Tea Parties people or pro-Republican getting behind Rudolph Giuliani. They wouldn't do that. But we did see a lot of them get behind McCain. I don't know why amnesty really isn't sinking McCain in the Republican primary, unless it's the fact that the voters who are Republicans are denied the specific knowledge of his amnesty past. And I doubt if the media in Arizona is really making a drumbeat of this. Republican candidates routinely get away with using pro-amnesty weasel words. In California, for example, Senate candidate Carly Fiorini solemnly vows she will oppose amnesty. Then in the next breath, she laments the absence of a temporary guest worker program that really works. In English, gubernatorial candidate Meg Whitman is 100% opposed to granting amnesty to immigrants who entered the country illegally. But in Spanish, when she's talking to her group, she emphasizes she is a different kind of candidate who opposes the Arizona immigration law and her own state's Proposition 187. These people are lying out of both sides of their mouth. Both of these women defeated more conservative Republicans on the right of their position. When New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a Republican rising star, called for, quote, an orderly process for people to gain citizenship, many pro-enforcement conservatives simply refused to believe that Christie was hinting at supporting amnesty, and he is. Well, some conservatives are waking up in response to the above piece. Jane Marple said in a blog, this longtime conservative has stopped voting for mainstream Republicans. If conservatives are going to be effectively raped by Democrats and Republicans, why should we become an accessory to our own molestation by supporting a candidate from either party? In the end, she says, there's less and less difference between candidates from either party. Far better to support an honest third-party candidate than support frauds like Graham, McCain, and I would add Newt Gingrich and Sarah Palin or Mitt Romney. These people are trying to please the establishment, and we don't need any of those people in office. I mean, Californians should have learned their lessons from Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, claiming to be a conservative Republican, showing his true colors now as he came out in favor of allowing gays to continue to be married while the appeals process goes on relative to Proposition 8. Chief U.S. District Judge Vaughn Walker did just that on Thursday. The governor and the gay judge knows that even if Prop 8 is later upheld on appeal, any marriages that are now allowed beforehand will be able to stand, creating a new legal conflict that will allow further challenges for recognition later on. Well, momentum is building against whole-body scanners in airports. The lone scanner at the Salt Lake City Airport, for example, stands relatively unused as passengers purposely avoid that line that leads to the scanner and pick the traditional line going through magnetic screening. The thousands of whole-body scanners the Homeland Security ordered have not been installed yet because of the growing public refusal to use them. Now comes the revelation that revealing body scan images are not being deleted from the machines as claimed, but kept in storage media. In the last few years, federal agencies have defended body scanners by insisting that all images are discarded as soon as they're viewed. The Transportation Administration claimed last summer, for instance, that scanned images cannot be stored or recorded. Now it turns out that police agencies are storing the controversial images after all. The U.S. Marshals Service admitted this week that it had surreptitiously saved tens of thousands of images recorded with millimeter wave system in a single Florida airport. This follows an earlier disclosure by the TSA that it requires all airport body scanners to purchase. It purchases to be able to store and transmit images.
Well, because what's really just what bothers me is the amount of radiation you're going to get. Maybe once is not going to hurt you, but repeatedly if you're doing a lot of flying. And they know the government is lying about the dangers of radiation. They're lying about certainly the storage of the pictures. Why are they lying to the American people? And if they lie about that, won't they lie about everything else? And they do. They have a program of lying. And people have to understand that you cannot believe anything a government official says, because he will be instructed and ordered to lie. And if he doesn't, he's going to lose his job. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't it a shame that we cannot trust the government? But why should we be surprised when we've taken God and prayer and the Bible and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, out of our government schools? Why should we be surprised when officials lie and endanger the lives of the American people?
Well, very good point, Dr. Stan. This case of Homeland Security and their continual irritation of the traveling public tends to violate one of the basic premises, which is don't irritate the American public too much that they rise up against something. I think that they are getting the American public irritated about travel so that eventually they can present some kind of cleared travel list that you can get on to avoid going on through these scanners and all the rigmarole. In other words, providing biometric data of your DNA and fingerprints and other things and getting cleared beforehand. I think they want to build up a list of approved list, and what's next, a national ID card or a national free-to-fly card, a free-to-travel card. I mean, these restrictions are based upon irritating the public, and they're getting used to that type of thing.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
As parents, we try to make sure our children grow up in an environment that is safe. Each year, many American children ruin their lives through the abuse of drugs. We can't shield our children from all that's wrong, but we can take time to encourage our children to say yes to life, education, and a great future, and no to drugs. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Rush Housing Authority reminds our listeners that respect and care for senior citizens is everyone's responsibility. This summer, when temperatures can be dangerous, you can help prevent a tragedy by going to a senior's home or apartment to see if their air conditioning or fan is in proper working order. Your help is needed and appreciated, and it only takes a minute. That's from Brush Housing Authority, who says our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046. That's 842-5046.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country. Most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath
or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Dan back here, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. Joel, before we go on, will you tell our listeners how they can get your copy of the World Affairs Brief and perhaps go ahead and subscribe to it as I do?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. People can get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. There is a modest subscription price. It's about $20 for the rest of the year for my weekly analysis of the news, and people may want to get a free sample copy before proceeding to subscribe to the newsletter.
Now, since we are perhaps on the verge of war with Iran, and we don't know whether it'll be a short war or a long war, but whenever you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. Fidel Castro has been warning that this could very well develop into a nuclear war. And remember, Fidel is very, very close to David Rockefeller's daughters. If you've read David Rockefeller's memoirs, why the daughters go down to visit old Uncle Fidel. They think he's just the greatest guy in the world. So Fidel is very close to the centers of power, and we might, even if we don't like him, might at least listen to what he has to say. As a result, I think it'd be a good idea for people to seriously consider getting the books that Joel has written on strategic relocation, the secure home. Would you like to mention your books? Because they are available through my ministry at 1-800-544-8927. But what is in your books? Why should people get copies?
Well, I believe in the philosophy of being prepared for defeat as well as trying to win this battle for liberty. We always have to be prepared that we may not win, that we may at least have a period of war and social unrest. And certainly the direction that we're going, we are not winning. We continue to lose under both Republican administrations and Democratic administrations. And they continue to placate both Russia and China, which are true military enemies. Now, while I believe that Iran will be attacked by Israel, I think this will remain a regional war. The globalists intend to continue to make the U.S. out to be the bully of the world by our continual intervention, and I think eventually it's going to lead to a third world war preceded by a trigger event, probably in North Korea. That's probably why they continue to treat North Korea with kid gloves rather than persecute them like they're trying to do Iran. So all of this looks like a nuclear preemptive strike on America may someday come to pass. That certainly has got to be the reason why our leaders are building deep underground bunkers as we speak. They know that something's coming. Former CIA and high government officials who have bought retreats in Aspen, Colorado, it's a favorite location of theirs, and other places, even in the Grand Targhee area, in the Grand Tetons area of Wyoming is another place, and builders in the area and architects have told me that they've designed and built very strong bunker systems within these houses, so that we know that the power elite within government know that something's happening, and that's one of the reasons why I wrote these books, so that people could prepare themselves against the eventuality of war and social unrest. Strategic relocation, of course, is my complete guide to safe places in North America and how to provide yourself with contingency planning, retreat planning, travel planning to get out of the major cities when a crisis arrives. And my World Affairs Brief kind of serves as an early warning newsletter for people. Certainly I'm going to be able to analyze and know and alert my subscribers when these things are going to be happening and when the most likely chance for a world war comes up again. I'm expecting that probably toward the end of this next decade. So people do have time to prepare. My book, The Secure Home, is over 700 pages filled with virtually everything about preparing against war and providing plans for self-sufficiency. It covers, of course, generators, power supplies, EMP protection, the full range of self-sufficiency including solar and alternative energy systems. My book, How to Implement a High Security Shelter in the Home, is How to Build a Safe Room, and has architectural plans, including plans on how to build concealed doors, install vault doors, and other hardened ways to make sure that you can safeguard your supplies in case government comes snooping or people in social unrest come demanding food supplies. So lots of information out there from my former architectural career. And as you mentioned, these can all be had through Radio Liberty at the 800 number you mentioned.
800-544-8927. We carry all three of Joel's books. And at this time in history, with war looming in the Middle East, and of course you're not being told by the controlled media, but of course other people throughout the world know what's coming. It's just the American people are not to be allowed to know until it's too late. Begin making your preparations and hope and pray that we're wrong. Go ahead.
Well, speaking of that subject, Vladimir Putin is positioning himself for a return to the presidency in Russia. When he handpicked his mild-mannered successor, Dmitry Medvedev, it was clear to most analysts that he was positioning himself to outwit term limitations and set himself up for another two terms later on. My view goes deeper and suggests that Putin's return to power will coincide with the future when Russia prepares in earnest to strike at the West. That time is approaching later in this decade, and Putin is always putting himself in the limelight, especially relative to these fires that have gone on in Russia. There's been a lot of forest fires. Over 40 people have been killed, and hundreds of homes have been burned in the areas around Moscow. Vladimir Putin, of course, is using those opportunities to reemerge as Russia's most powerful man. Actually, he's always been considered the most powerful, at least to those who are out in public, of those leaders who are out in front of the public. There's a host of oligarchs backing him behind the scenes who have the real power, even though they pretend to be his enemies. While Medvedev appears mostly confined to his Kremlin office, Putin rushes around the country with photographers and news media in tow. He comforts fire victims, upbraids local officials, and publicly dictates to the president what should be done about the fires. So it's quite obvious that he's using these difficult times to set himself up with a strongman image, which is what Russians are most susceptible to. They long for the old days, when in the communist days, when they were a powerful force in the world, and Putin is promising them to bring that back. So it's very strange that the Senate has killed a bill in that originated in the House providing funding to do EMP protection for the United States electrical grid. The danger comes from two major sources. One, solar flare activity, the same kind that crashed into the electrical grid in northeastern Canada in recent years, and two, nuclear weapons set off in space, which, of course, also destroy the grid even more powerfully than solar flare activity. Well, it's not surprising that the U.S. would take this position, despite U.S. secret government, U.S. government knowledge that Russia and China are preparing to strike the U.S. With biological and chemical and nuclear weapons. FEMA says nothing to the American people about preparing for nuclear war. The federal government and its officials are building, as I said, some six new bunker systems, specifically prepared to protect them, but no warnings to the public. Now, the FEMA could always say, well, we can't possibly provide protection for all the public. Yes, but you could certainly warn the public to prepare themselves. Both EMP protection and fallout protection are affordable. They're readily available for private individuals if they wish to implement them.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The law office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The law office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, last session here this morning with Joel Skousen. Joel, go right ahead.
Well, we're talking about the fact that the Senate has killed a bill to protect the electrical grid against nuclear weapons in an EMP attack. Just so that your readers understand what happens here, enemies know that if you detonate a nuclear weapon several miles up in the sky, the blast effects aren't felt on the Earth, but a wave of radiation descends upon the country. They'd probably have to set off three or four of them across the United States to cover everything. And that wave of electromagnetic radiation hits the power line and sends huge voltage spikes down the power line and blows out all the equipment, including computers and personal televisions and audio sets. Everything is vulnerable. And there are ways to protect against this. There are whole house power line protectors that are available from a company called Polyphaser, which provides them to the government. Another company is a little cheaper called ICE in Chicago. I cover all of this in my book, The Secure Home, which is available, as we talked about. There is in the back of my book a complete 46-page listings of sources where people can buy all of these types of things. So
can you actually then put one in the line between, say, the grid and if you have a inverter for a solar system, or can you put that in line between your solar panels and your inverter?
Yes, they have what they call ground shunt protectors that take any power spikes and shunt them to ground, and you can put them on antennas from radios, antennas to TVs, solar panel lines, the feed lines that go into the inverter. You can take it and put it upon the power line that comes in to talk to your inverter. The inverters are very expensive equipment, and they must be protected against EMP or even lightning strike. And of course, the EMP has a clamping voltage or clamping time that is much quicker than a lightning protector, and that's why things have to be specified for EMP if they're going to do the job. They also protect, of course, against lightning at the same time. But all of that's explained in my book, The Secure Home.
Okay, go right ahead.
There's a grassroots rebellion against high government salaries, especially in California. Bloomberg reported that in the Los Angeles basin, the city of Bell, California, population of only 38,000, has erupted because the city manager there earns $800,000 a year, nearly twice the salary of the U.S. president. Exorbitant pay is rampant in this pint-sized city, where the police chief earns $460,000. That's more than the police chief of Los Angeles makes of the population of 3.8 million. Council members, the city council, make $100,000 a year when they only have to meet twice a month. Wouldn't you love to have a job like that, Dr. Stan?
Now they've simply laid everybody off and turned over their police and fire department because they were bankrupt. They just expended all the money, borrowed all the money they could, and now everybody's running for cover.
Well, this all takes place in a California city with a per capita income of only $24,800, so it's a fairly poor city. I mean, this is just outrageous, Dr. Stan, and fortunately, now that the word has gotten out, it shows that people will protest and do the right thing if they know what's going on, but who tells the people? They don't brag about this. Hey, we've just hired city manager at $800,000 a year. Those things take place within city councils. Everybody's sharing the wealth, and they don't care. Well, the main final story of the World Affairs Brief this week, and people can get a copy, as I said, by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. There's a major article by William L. Anderson on collusion between judges and prosecutors. I mean, he's got some incredible stories about how, in one case, the Tonya Craft case in North Georgia, that the cameras show that the prosecutors are giving little hand signals and eye signals to the judge to direct him of how to rule in the case. And throughout the case, it's very obvious that this judge is just a puppet. It was no, this was a rigged conviction, but the jury wasn't buying it. They came back with a not guilty verdict. And as the judge read this verdict before he announced it, you could tell he was just shocked and ashen-faced, but he had to turn around and announce that it was not guilty. This was very, very typical of things that are going on. In another case involved in an immigration enforcement case, they're prosecuting the manager of a company that had hired a lot of illegal aliens and decided to give him, the judge, Linda Reed, decided to give him 27 years for this sin, much longer than many murderers receive. And it's completely out of kilter. Now we found out that the judge, in fact, was involved in planning the raid with law enforcement officials. There's no business that she should have had presiding over the trial of the person, that she had had a role-playing part of prosecution and judge. The judge is supposed to be unbiased and not ruled by the prosecution. Then, of course, there's the case of R.L. and Stanford, another case of a major banking concern like BCCI and the Bank of Newgenhan. These were CIA banks who had seemingly immunity from government bank regulators. They did many illegal things, and I talk about in this week's World Affairs Brief how many times the SEC and other bank regulators tried to get after Stanford, but it was blocked at the highest levels in Washington. Even when he was interviewed on a television show once about the relationship between his bank and the CIA, he refused to talk about it. It was a very interesting conversation between CNBC Scott Cohen. He asked him, he says, "You, just by nature of your position and where you got to know a lot of people in Latin America and Africa and Europe, and strikes me that somebody in your position would be useful to government in the U.S. trying to find out what was going on with the drugs in Venezuela and other places. Can you tell me about any sort of role you played with the CIA and how you were helpful to authorities?" See, Cohen was handing Stanford an excuse to justify opening up about, in the name of patriotism, his serving government. But Stanford knows he's a dead man if he admits it. So Stanford says, "Are you talking about the CIA?" Cohen says, "Well, you tell me." And Stanford says, "I'm not going to talk about it." Cohen says, "Why not?" Stanford says, "I'm just not going to talk about it," and he refuses. So it's very, very obvious that he was involved with the CIA and his bank, and that's why he lasted so long. But just as in BCCI, when the CIA finally pulls the plug on one of the banks and switches their secret banks to another bank, they let these people go down. And
well, I don't have no sympathy for him, I hate to say. Anyway, God bless. We'll talk to you next week, and thanks so much.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here, let me mention, I really fear that we are moving into a very difficult time. If you have not yet thought about making preparations, we suggest Joel Skousen's three books, The Secure Home, Sydney's Strategic Relocation, the third one. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, the standard book on certainly Surviving Nuclear Warfare, and that's the title of it, Surviving Nuclear Warfare, put out by the government, but no longer published by the government, now privately published, because, you see, they don't intend for most Americans to survive what lies ahead. But we have this book. We have a four-tape set on civil defense. We have a book on the sheltering in place. What would you do if there was a chemical or biological warfare? Have you thought about it? How would you secure your home? You can secure your home. Well, you just have to think about it ahead of time. We have a DVD that tells that. We've watched it ourselves. We think it's great information, something everybody should know and think about and make some very, very simple preparations. That's sheltering in place. Nuclear War Survival, the official government publication, no longer published, and then, of course, Joel Skousen's three books. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We don't like to think that anything bad can happen, but, ladies and gentlemen, why over in Iran, and you can go up on the Internet and check it out, they're digging large ditches now, certainly holes in the ground. They say that they're for the American soldiers who are going to die in the coming war because they're anticipating the war. I think, of course, that is simply a cover story. They're for the Iranian civilians that are going to die, the helpless children and women who are going to die because of American bombs paid for and cruise missiles and the explosives paid for with your tax money, and men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Certainly, the Israeli government is not running Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is telling Netanyahu, who is a former member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a protege of Henry Kissinger, Netanyahu is doing what he's told to do. This is all political theater. Our leaders want an excuse to install Iran. That's why they installed the mullahs there in 1979. 1979 didn't make any sense. Why would we install these radical mullahs who would be our enemy? 31 years ago didn't make any sense. Makes a lot of sense today when you look at the long-range planning for war and then the spiritual forces behind it. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. It's inexpensive, it's easy to read, and it will help you to understand everything going on today. Brotherhood of Darkness. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day and not get anything accomplished. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll tell others about our program. I got an email this morning from Indonesia, from an American living there. He said a lot of the expatriates in Indonesia listen to Radio Liberty on a regular basis. They want to find out what's really going on in the world, and we know that through the miracle of Internet, people all over the world are listening to our programs as we talk about the invisible government and the secret societies and the powerful spiritual forces that energize this movement towards a new world order, a new world economic system, a one world religion with the destruction of Christianity. Pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until Monday. May the Lord be with you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship.